Eyewitness accounts in newspapers of the day describe how 76 years ago this week, a 19-year-old black man was mutilated and murdered by a mob in rural Louisiana. The killers were never identified. No one was arrested. All these years later, the lynching is the subject of a new investigation, one conducted by students at Cambridge Ringe and Latin, who recently traveled to Louisiana looking for answers. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman tells us what they found.
It was early morning, June 1, 1940. The nude body of Booster Williams was found crumpled along a road 35 miles north of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's been a cold case ever since. Little was known about the crime or the man, not even his first name, until eight students from Cambridge Ringe and Latin went to the town of New Roads, Louisiana, to discover what happened. They were able to confirm the man known as Booster was named Horace Williams. High school senior Monique Reyes is one of the student investigators.
We were able to uncover the fact that he was castrated, beaten, ran over, left alive. He had been taken into several different locations before thrown on Highway 30 near a plantation.
A white motorist found Horace Williams. Williams' throat was slashed, but he was still breathing. He died soon after. The local sheriff investigated and the coroner certified. They declared it an auto accident. The eight Cambridge high school students prepared for the trip to Louisiana by taking special classes, studying the history of racial homicides in the era of Jim Crow laws and white supremacy movements. They were taught how to file Freedom of Information Act requests, conduct interviews and investigations in the field, and collect evidence. They learned a lot about the crime by reading Northern black newspapers, which were careful to avoid reporting all they knew for fear of reprisals. Monique Reyes says students found out Louisiana's attorney general, under pressure from federal authorities to investigate Williams' death, prepared a 65-page report. The Cambridge students wanted to see it.
We have been searching and have been unable to find it. You would think that it would be a public record since it should have hit the federal level. But from our research, we do not know where the report is and if, in fact, it ever even made it to the federal government.
The students believe the AG's report concluded Horace Williams' death was an accident, but their goal was not to find his killer.
I think we were able to give him justice in the sense of being able to spread his story before all of this awful thing occurred to him.
Senior Queen Cheyenne Wade is one of the students who made the investigative trip to Louisiana. The students discovered Horace Williams had a niece who may be alive today. They're trying to find her. Wade says the lessons from this chapter of American history are personal.
What I got out of it was the opportunity to learn about my history as an African-American young woman. It's still happening, which is even more sad, with mass incarceration. That's just a new form of the Jim Crow. Prison-to-school pipeline is just another example of something that has just been morphed into American history to keep oppressing people.
Again, student investigator Monique Reyes.
It's such a disgusting, gruesome case, and it's hard to imagine that nothing was done, but in fact, the story of Horace Booster Williams is one of thousands of other individuals whose lives were lost.
From 1882 to 1968, more than 4,700 people, the vast majority African Americans, were lynched in the U.S. Lynching is an execution by a mob. Massachusetts is one of just five states where there were no lynchings. In 99% of the murders, as in the case of Horace Williams, the killers escaped punishment. Famed Cambridge Ringe and Latin alum Matt Damon funded the project. Yesterday, the student investigators presented their findings to fellow students, teachers, and parents.
It's really been just a phenomenal experience, truly an amazing group.
Marvin Kelly traveled with the students. He's an attorney with Northeastern University's Civil Rights and Restorative Justice Project, which collaborated on the investigation into Horace Booster Williams' death and plans to continue the probe.
The death certificate does list this to this very day as an accident, and we want to correct the record for history and for the family to explore with them the prospects of what this family may need and what this community may need to feel as though some measure of justice has ultimately been brought to bear.
At the time of Horace Williams' death, nearly 200 anti-lynching bills had been introduced in the U.S. Congress. In 2005, the Senate passed a resolution apologizing for its failure to enact the federal anti-lynching law. It was the first time the Senate apologized for the nation's treatment of its African-American citizens. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.